Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And you have to be able to recognize it can be inspired of God and yet not necessarily be 100% correct. And when you operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, it'll help you to understand that, yes, it can be God inspiring you, but you've got to be able to check it. You've got to be able to balance it. And this leads me to what I want to talk about tonight. There's so many things, like I said, flowing in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and there's so many things that would be very beneficial right now to start talking about. But look over here in Ephesians chapter 6 at a passage of Scripture. In Ephesians chapter 6, in verse 10, it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." What is the power of His might? This is a question. What is the power of His might? The Holy Spirit. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. When it's talking about being strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, this is talking about you relying upon the Holy Spirit, drawing upon the power of the Holy Spirit, using the Holy Spirit as we've been talking about throughout this entire conference. So be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, in the Holy Spirit flowing in you. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, and the reason wherefore, this means that it's beyond you. You're fighting demonic powers, principalities, rulers of darkness. This isn't a human fight. You can't fight it with human weapons. You got to operate in the Spirit. Wherefore, that's the reason, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. And of course, truth here, John chapter 17, verse 7 says, your word is truth. You've got to have the truth. You've got to have the right message. And boy, this is where so many people are missing it. So many people have had an experience with the Lord and they love the Lord, but they don't have the right message. They haven't heard the truth. It's the truth that sets you free. And it's only the truth you know that sets you free. So you've got to have the right message. You're loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Man, I could preach on that for a few days. Most Christians do not understand that they are in right standing with God. They think that God exists and they believe that God has power, but they have no confidence that God will use His power on their ability because they don't know that they are in right standing with God. They think that God only uses them when they are worthy to be used. If you believe that, you have no breastplate. You're vulnerable to the devil. In the next verse it says, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Man, I have a tremendous teaching entitled, The War is Over, that is based on the gospel of peace. If you don't have that teaching, you ought to get that. That's one of my favorite things to minister. You've got to understand that God's not mad at you. The war is over. And you need to have the gospel of peace. If it isn't talking about that there's peace between you and God, if the war is still on, if God is still holding your sins against you, then your feet aren't shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You know, if you could imagine yourself being a soldier, man, an army moves on its feet. If your feet are unprotected, you basically are useless. You know, in Vietnam, they gave us combat boots. And one of the things that made them a combat boot was it had a metal plate in it. And I remember when I got home, I was working on construction, and I wore those combat boots. And man, they were great because you could step on a nail and the nail would bend. It would never penetrate. And you had to have stuff like that because they had bamboo traps over there in Vietnam and different things. And I tell you, if you didn't have good boots, shoes, if your feet weren't shod properly, you're useless in battle. And likewise, if you don't have the understanding of the gospel of peace, which those are phrases that doesn't ring a bell with the average person, but you ought to get that teaching I've got. It would really bless you. That is absolutely essential for fighting the devil. So you have to have your feet shod with the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. This shield of faith, above all, is talking about that the shields that the Romans used were from like head to toe. And they had on a breastplate and a helmet and all of these things, but the shield covered it all. It was your first line of defense. Faith is what we use to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. If you got some darts sticking in you, your shield's down. Faith's not working. And then it says, and take the helmet of salvation. You know, basically, this is all most Christians have put on, is just a helmet. They got their sins forgiven. They ask God. And the rest of them, they're just streaking soldiers. They got a helmet on and the rest of them's naked. Just totally vulnerable to the devil. Man, you need to put on the helmet of salvation and, look at this, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. Now get this picture. What kind of power would a soldier have if all he had was a helmet or something? No offensive weapon. Every other weapon that it talks about in this is defensive, to protect yourself. But when it mentions the sword of the Spirit, this is offensive. And what is the sword? It says the Word of God. The Word and the Spirit function together. And if you don't have the Word of God working in your life in conjunction with the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit can't do what He wants to do. This is the only offensive weapon that He has. And it's not all against the devil either. Look at this passage of Scripture in Hebrews chapter 4. In Hebrews chapter 4 and in verse 12... it says, for the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Here is the same point, the same illustration being used again. The word of God is a sword, and here's what it does, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. The Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, is not only used to overcome the devil. You could turn to the fourth chapter of Matthew and the fourth chapter of Luke, where Satan came out against Jesus and tempted him. And every time Jesus said, "It is written, it is written." And he used the word like a sword to defeat the enemy. And yes, the sword is for the enemy, but the sword right here is quick and powerful, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Now, that may not mean much to some of you, but boy, this is one of the revelations that God gave me that just changed my life. That it's the spirit part of us that's born again. That's the part of us that's changed. It's the spirit that is identical to Jesus. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. And our spirit is the part that has the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2, 16 and 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. You have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. All of this is true in your born again spirit. And the way you discern the voice of the Spirit and the leading of the Spirit, you've got to be able to discern, is this the Spirit? Is this my born-again spirit who's being inspired and led by God, or is this my carnal mind and my own thoughts? That's in the soul. How do you discern? How do you divide asunder between the spirit and the soul? The Word of God is quick. That means alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to. And the phraseology here shows you that this is such a fine line. It has to be razor sharp. It is something that this is an exception. It's only the Word of God that can split this line between what is of the spirit and what is of the flesh or the natural self. And so you have to have the Word and the Spirit functioning together Now, this is kind of a novel concept. You will either hear people emphasize being led of the Spirit and having the Spirit lead you, and let's be sensitive to the Spirit, or you will have people talk about how important the Word of God is, but seldom do these two things mix. As a matter of fact, I've been criticized over this many times. Because I emphasize the Word of God so much, I've had people come and say, man, you're just word, 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 word. It's always what the Word says, and you don't go by how you feel, and feelings don't mean anything. And I've had people criticize me and say, you need to be more in the Spirit. And I've had people criticize that. But you need both of these. You need them in balance. If you were to take what I've said, and if you were to recognize the potential and the power of the Holy Spirit, and you were to get excited, and if all you did was start praying in tongues and pray in tongues and believe God for supernatural direction, the chances are you're going to get in trouble. Because there's not only the Holy Spirit out there, there's also demon spirits out there, and Satan masquerades as an angel of light. And you can be deceived. I've had people come up to me before and say, I was praying and God told me to divorce this person and to go get this person. And they are absolutely convinced. They really feel it. There was actually a woman in Arlington, Texas, who believed that God told her to marry Kenneth Copeland. And there was just one problem, and that was that Gloria Copeland was married to Kenneth Copeland. And so she cursed Gloria and commanded Gloria to die and had a wedding in the Spirit where she married Kenneth Copeland in the Spirit. Now that's the kind of weirdness that just being in the Spirit will get you into. And I've talked to some people before that, oh, they had an angel appear to them. They had this. They felt this. And there is no reason. You can't reason with them because they've got a word from God.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM237 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
These truths that I've been sharing are just things that I've got hundreds of teachings on this. You could go to my website and you could click on there and actually download free of charge hundreds of my teachings on this. We've got television programs, radio programs. One of the things that I'm really excited about is my Andrew Womack Living Commentary, where I have verses in the Bible that I've written footnotes on. And we call it a living commentary because I'm still writing those footnotes. So you can either get the program as it is, a one-time purchase, or you can sign up and monthly get updates where you get up to 400 or 500 footnotes. Check that out at awmi.net.